Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Texter writes, hey, Tira, perhaps you are being censored by the deep state again. Well, now I am on Facebook, so. I can't even live stream the show on Facebook anymore. And you know what's so funny about that? NBC News announced that the FBI was going back to censoring, and it was the exact, they announced this a few weeks after the FBI started censoring again, and it was that exact week that I have not been able to stream the show ever since. It gets blocked. We try to put it up every day on my Facebook page. It won't go. So they don't want you to hear what I'm saying, which means you really need to hear what I'm saying. So there we go. All right. Meanwhile, you want a date she'll like? Love the band Heart. I do. I know. It's going to kill my street cred. I do. I know they're cheesy, but I like Barracuda. Magic Man, yeah, all that. Hey, guess what? They're going to be at Bon Secours Wellness Arena this Saturday, April 20th, 2024. Yeah, so free tickets right now on us. First caller, 800-905-0989. That's 800-905-0989. And you know what? You can break down and buy the tickets too if you don't win them. By the way, every day this week, there'll be a chance to win sometime on the Tara Show for astute listeners. So, Heart is bringing their Royal Flush Tour 2024 to Bon Secours Wellness Arena. And they're also going to have as their guest Cheap Trick. So some great music there. Chance to win your free pair of tickets. We'll have it again tomorrow. And 800-905-0989. All right. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Incredibly frustrating. Watching the GOP do what they have done, give almost total power to the FBI. As the speaker, Mike Johnson, says the FBI was doing terrifying things with FISA spying, illegal things with FISA spying. But then they came to visit him, and he was able to see how very wise they are. Even though they keep breaking the law, that's okay. We have to get terrorists. You mean the ones we're letting in the front door? Or back door right now down at the border? Well, yeah, them. Okay, cool. Texter writes, radio is the last frontier where freedom's voice can be heard. It is. It really is. You know, Elon Musk manages to stay out of prison, and the DOJ is working on a criminal case on him right now, the Wall Street Journal reported. As long as he manages to stay out of prison, no, there will be another place for us to be. But other than that, no. And this is terrifying, folks. This is a police state identical to what they have in China, and it was buried in that FISA bill. And you know what makes that so annoying? It passed by one vote, and there was a GOP congresswoman who said she really wanted to vote against it, but she had the flu. So we're just not going to have a Fourth Amendment, I guess. I guess that's what we're going to just not have, a Fourth Amendment. Because this, maybe the Supreme Court will do something with this. I don't know. What we have to do right now is hope the Democrats stop it in the Senate. You heard me right. Hope the Democrats stop it in the Senate. We now have liberal Democrats so terrified of what the Republicans just did, they're talking about talk. So we have talking about stopping this FISA bill in the Senate. I hope they can get the votes together. Basically, what this says is any business that transmits, stores, wires, or participates in electronic communication. So any business in America, right? must allow the FBI and the NSA to scoop up its data. No one can hide anywhere at all. All data must be scooped up. Nothing can be hidden. And they get to do it without a warrant. We could have made them get a warrant, but the Republicans killed that. Mike Johnson killed that. Because we have to get terrorists. We have to get terrorists. Yeah, we got to get them. So the FBI, who is spectacularly not interested in terrorists, but very interested in Catholics that pray the rosary, very interested in parents who tell the truth about their daughters being raped in bathrooms by boys in skirts. Those kind of terrorists are the only ones they seem super interested in. This provision has been referred to by privacy advocates as a Trojan horse for Patriot Act 2.0. Edward Snowden warned on Twitter, this is the most dangerous thing he has ever seen. So I don't know if the GOP read the bill or they just rubber stamped it. You know, really scary. There was only 19 of them that, voted, the right way on it when it came to the warrant provision. Just really scary. This allows the government to forcibly and secretly conscript uninvolved Americans and American businesses to spy on each other. Any communication that travels along a wire can now be forcibly scooped up by the FBI. They can come to your house and go to the business and say, hey, we need to tuck in. We need to get everything coming out. Yeah, Breitbart's operating out of your building. We'd like to watch them. And when they do it, listen to this. They don't need a warrant, and there's an automatic gag. So you can't go to the media and say, listen, the FBI is surveilling Breitbart. Think who this applies to. Who are they going to use this on? I'll tell you who they're going to use this on. They're going to use this on Twitter. They're going to use this on Elon Musk. You can go to prison for telling the public the FBI is illegally spying on your customers. Think about that. You're a Republican Party, y'all. This is one of these mornings I'm like, you know what? Why even vote? Why even write a check? Why? Just why? But you know what? You should. Because we have some great Congress members in the upstate who fought this every step of the way. And I want to thank Ralph Norman for having a brain where our Speaker Mike Johnson doesn't have one. Thank you, Ralph Norman, for fighting this every step of the way. Thank you so much for that. I can't tell you how grateful I am. And William Timmons has not been a big supporter of FISA, but he did vote the right way this week. So thank you to Representative Timmons as well. Thank you to Jeff Duncan, who is, yes, on his way out the door, but he voted the correct way as well. So thank you so much, gentlemen. No, can you talk to your colleagues? I mean, do we have to live in a police state? Really?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.